there are so many unhealthy messages about sexuality in our culture. How can you encourage your teen and preteen children to wait for marriage? We're going to have some insight for you today. I'm John Fuller, along with Dr. Danny Huerta, who heads up the Focus on the Family Parenting Department. We're going to start off with more from a conversation Focus President Jim Daly had with three parents who used our Launch into the Teen Years curriculum to cover this and so many other topics with their children. Our guests were Ellen Slotman, Nick DuPont, and Shauna Hudson. Let's go ahead and listen in.
Let's play a clip. We have a sample from Launch that shares the importance of controlling passion and saving yourself for marriage as God intended. And let's listen as Brandon Carmier and Jesse Manassian, both good friends of ours, and our own Danny Huerta, who heads up our parenting area, have a description or a discussion around a fire pit about the analogy of a fire pit. Let's listen.
In light of everything we've been talking about, there's an obvious analogy here, right? I can light a fire in the boundaries of these rocks and I'll be able to enjoy its warmth and the light that it provides. But what would happen if I set on fire a patch of pine needles right next to a cabin? Lives could be in danger. People could get hurt.
You could say this fire is a lot like passion. It's natural, it serves a purpose, and it's beautiful in a powerful sort of way. God put passion inside of us. He also tells us to contain it, to put boundaries around it. Just like someone worked hard to create this fire pit to get it ready for a big blaze, we need to set boundaries around our God-given passion.
You know, passion can quickly turn us into consumers of people. Consumers of people only think about the passion and the pleasure of sex and miss out on God's complete covenant design for sex, which is about you giving a gift just as much as it is you receiving a gift. What if you were a connector rather than a consumer? Connectors genuinely love others. They want the best for the other.
The bottom line, we can tame the fire of passion within us by growing in self-control and learning to love others with Christ's love. Appropriate boundaries will help you experience the best that God intended for sex. The union of mind, body, and soul in marriage.
All right, jump in. How'd it go for you?
The analogy was perfect. One of the reasons the analogy was perfect was because we have a huge brush pile outside of our house and my husband burns things all of the time. And I'm always saying, oh, be careful, don't burn the forest behind our house. And so this fire pit—
Wise counsel, by the
way. Exactly. And so this fire pit really helped because now when my husband's burning, I can say, that reminds me of that fire pit analogy. Mm-hmm. And then it opens up a conversation just, you know, when we're out in the yard or whenever, about, you know, just really about God's timing and God's best plan for sex in your life.
Mm. You too? You had Agreed. Similar experiences?
Yeah. I just like the visual. I mean, we can all say till we're blue in the face to wait until you're married to have sex, but I loved the visual and it was just relatable to our kids. Yeah.
And I like that it came from an approach of, protection rather than just suppressing whatever desire you have.
Right.
You know, if you tell them, you know, you're actually protecting your future spouse. You're the gift you're going to give them should be complete and shouldn't be, you know, from any past, you know, relationship.
That's all a part of it, just helping your young person start thinking about those responsibilities, right?
Right. Mm-hmm.
You know, one of the good things, and I think you mentioned it, Shauna, this idea of little conversations along the way. And Ellen, you have farm animals, I believe, so that makes it pretty easy.
Yes.
But,
yeah.
You know, you can begin to talk to your 6, 7, 8-year-olds when something is observed in nature,
right?
Procreation.
Right.
Did you use that as a tool?
We did. In fact, my son Cole's very curious questions about what was happening prompted us to have him join his brother in the Launch series. So, yeah, I mean, we see you can't avoid reproduction when you have animals in the yard. So, yeah, we do 4-H year, and we were discussing breeding, you know, one to have a calf the next year. And it's just such an easy way to just talk about it in not so embarrassing circumstances, maybe that,
right.
You know, they just could see it and it was animals and it wasn't them we were talking about.
Right. So, no, I appreciate that.
Yeah. And Jim, I like what Ellen just said there. Her son had questions
And that's the time you want to be open-handed and open-hearted to have those conversations, not shut them down so that they contain the questions and don't come back to you. That's the beauty of this program. Well, Danny, as we kind of turn a corner here, what about the parent who finds out that, oh, my child is engaged in viewing pornography, or they're not thinking properly about some of these things? They're being influenced by wrong perspectives and bad images. How do I counteract that? What do I do?
Yeah, the first instinct is to maybe panic, but don't do that. Your child needs you all in, and to enter in with compassion into the conversation, to help them see that it's a deception. It's triggering the passion side of their brain, right? They're getting pulled into this deceptive place of becoming consumers of sex, rather than contributors within a relational connection. And that's what the original design is of sexuality, and there's a beauty and sacredness to it. So take them back to Genesis 1, where it talks about being fruitful and multiplying, and this is before sin even entered the world, and how beautiful and sacred that is. There's a life-giving component to it. And when you enter into the pornographic space, in a space where culture's taking it, it's very life-taking. That's not its original design. And when you continue in the process of reading in Genesis, you see in the garden when sin entered, it turned us into consumers of one another. And we see that within the marketing. In Jeremiah 17, it talks about the heart being devious and deceptive. And so it gets pulled into that deception very easily. So talk about those deeper things and the deeper longings that your child has, and say, I totally get that you want to have pleasure, you want to connect, you want to experience love, and your brain is getting tricked, and I want true freedom for you. That's what I want. I want you to have the most amazing sexual relationship when you get married, because that's the recipe that God designed. And in his design, there's a beauty and a sacredness, a lot of imperfection because you have two humans, but I want you to have fullness and wholeness there. The practical side to this, John, is that as a parent, you need to make sure there are blocks and safeguards there, and that you ask the questions of your children if they've watched something. What did you see? Tell me what you saw and how did it affect you? And just know, I'm not here to get you in trouble. I want you to be truly free, because I'm one of the few people that would die for you, and I know this is going to pull you in the wrong direction. And so let's get started talking through this together.
Well, it's a big conversation to have, and if you're motivated but just can't figure out how do I get there, please know that we have resources here to help. We have a counseling team. They're dedicated to helping you push through this or some other struggle you're facing, and we can schedule a free phone consultation with one of those caring Christian counselors when you call 800, the letter A, and the word family. When you call, just ask to speak to the counseling team. They'll schedule a time that works for you, and they'll have somebody give you a call back. They'll pray with you. They'll hear you out, and they'll offer some insight and, if you need it, some ongoing counseling in your own community. And then we've highlighted Launch Into the Teen Years. What a terrific kit this is. If you've got children who are not yet into their adolescent years, get a copy of this. It's a great way for you to watch something together and then have conversation about the topics, which include sexuality. We'd ask for a donation of $60 or more for that resource. It's really comprehensive. I think you're going to find it really helpful. Donate today and get that resource. We've got the details in the show notes. Well, next time we're going to turn to the topic of prayer and how to effectively pray for your children. We'll have Dr. Erwin Lutzer on. For now, I'm John Fuller, and on behalf of Dr. Danny Huerta and the entire team, thanks for listening to the Focus on the Family Parenting Podcast.
Hey, parents. Parent here. If you're searching for biblical and practical tips for your kid's specific age, you know, with all that extra time you have, well, you can stop. Focus on the Family has weekly age and stage emails that bring the tips to you. Each week, I get an email for my son that I can read on my phone and put directly into practice. No more sifting through junk on the internet. I can focus my time on being intentional. It's easy. Visit mykidsage.com, add your kid's age, and get to parenting better. That's mykidsage.com.